Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a big show here. Ross Tucker joins us later on. Kiss the Baby in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll bring to you the full Nick Sirianni interview, including something really interesting he said this morning to Joe and John. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, remember, sometimes it's better to show up late than not show up at all.
I agree with that. Better late than never, they
say. Yeah.
Were you late to something?
No. Okay. I was just thinking. Like, sometimes I wake up in the morning and I have these thoughts running through my head.
Of course, yeah.
And, we had a chance to talk to Jordan Mailata last night. Shout out to Jordan. And we were talking about this team.
Mm.
And we were talking about how they're starting to play well at the right time. And I said something to the effect that, man, it feels like they're about 3 weeks late to this. And so I woke up this morning thinking about that conversation that I had.
Better late than never.
And I was like, man, you know what? Sometimes, you know how, because when people have parties or get-togethers and they say, hey, come through. And you're like, yeah, but you don't ever want to be the first person to get there.
Yeah.
Because that looks a little desperate.
A little awkward.
Look like you're a little try hard. So, I was like, well, come at your leisure, but you got there, you came.
Well,
so,
you have to arrive at some point.
Yeah.
And Hugh, it sounds to me like you think the Eagles have found themselves here. So let me ask you this. Hugh, two straight wins.
Yes.
And they have I haven't even asked the question yet. That's how excited this guy is.
I know where you're going.
Well, let's get into it. All right, two straight wins. And they've looked really good on the defensive side, right?
Yes.
That's just two games in a row not allowing a touchdown. The offense hasn't had a turnover in two straight weeks.
Yes.
Albeit against the Browns and the Giants.
Tomato can.
Hugh Douglas, are you ready to say today hold on, let me get the date right, October 22nd, that the Eagles have turned the corner?
Yes. With trepidation.
Ooh, what does that mean?
I mean, yes. It's still yes. I understand. It's me understanding what pushback I'm going to potentially get today, once I make these bold statements.
You're feeling the pushback.
Oh, I can already feel it.
I didn't even respond yet.
It's the Browns. It's the Giants. It's the Saints. That Saints win looked a lot better earlier in the season.
It sure did. They haven't won since.
Yeah. It looked a lot better. But I think there's something to being confident. I think there's something to, what do they call it? What's the word I'm looking for, Joe? Confidence builder. Yeah, confidence builder.
Well, the last 2 weeks certainly have been that. There's no question.
And this young squad, this young defense, these young Thundercats, if you will, they look like they figured it out. I gave Vic Fangio, I took him to task last week. I said some real mean and hurtful things.
You really were hard on Vic.
I'm not apologizing if that's what you're thinking. I'm not doing that because it's a small sampling size. But Vic, looks like you got these young cats playing. Sometimes – you got to cuss folks out to let them know where you're coming from.
I'll say this, Hugh, you don't have to do it yet. They shut down the Bengals on Sunday. We might say you're apologizing.
I ain't apologizing, Vic,
we might call
for doing his job.
Again, apologies. Right. Anyway, so you feel like they have turned the corner.
Yes.
All right, here's where I'm at. So the last two games have been very encouraging. The defensive side of the football, again, zero touchdowns allowed back-to-back games. It's the first time since 2017. We know what happened that season.
Mm.
They won the Super Bowl. So it doesn't happen very often around here where a defense, and really anywhere in the NFL, goes back-to-back weeks, no touchdowns allowed. Awesome. The offense has turned the football over. Awesome. Saquon Barkley looks like he's on his way to an all-pro first or second team in his first year as a Philadelphia Eagle. Awesome.
Pro Bowl, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's been great. He's been great so far, and we love that Jalen Hurts protected the football. But, what do you always say you are sometimes? The drunk uncle at the barbecue?
Drunk uncle at the barbecue.
You got to tell the truth sometimes. And
you're about to be the drunk uncle,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, I guess I am, because I'm not ready yet. I'm not. Now, I might. If they win on Sunday, if this defense looks good on Sunday, if they go to Cincinnati and beat the Bengals on Sunday, then I'll be there with you. But I'm not ready today on a Tuesday after beating up the two of the five, six worst quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yes.
To say they've turned the corner.
Totally understand.
Here's where I'm at. Okay, so the defense has had three great games. And the reality is this. The three teams they've beaten. And you're right. That Saints one looked good in the
looked
moment.
Looked great in the moment.
And then they haven't won since, and they look terrible. So the three games they've looked good on defense and look really good. A Saints team that really isn't very good. They just had two good weeks to start the season. A Browns team who is just a disgustingly bad operation in every way. And the Giants who don't have any idea what they're doing. So, mm-hmm. Okay, so they've beaten three teams and look good on defense three times. That's great. But really, the part that I'm not ready to sign off on yet, and I need more evidence, is the offense. So I know they've had some big moments. They made some big plays. But They were 1 of 13 on third down on Sunday. They punted 8 times against the Giants.
Yes, they did.
They made some big plays, so we kind of ignored it, and we focused on the defense. But they're 23rd in third downs on offense. They're 15th in yards per play. Even though they have these stars on offense, it's been a very...
Pedestrian.
Yes, that's a great word.
Pedestrian.
It's a pedestrian offense, and it's a defense that is beaten up on three bad teams. So I think they're going in the right direction, right? Mm-hmm. I think we all have to feel that after the last two games. They're giving us a season. There's hope. There's belief. But I'm not ready to say they've turned the corner. You know what I need to you? I need a game in Cincinnati on Sunday where they look good on both sides of the ball. And look, I'm not saying they have to win this game. This is a tough game to win. They're underdogs in this game. Joe Burrow's really good. They're on the road again. But if they go to Cincinnati and I feel good about the product, then I'll come on here next week and say, yeah, they have turned the corner. This is really moving in the right direction. And let's also look at this, because I think the next handful of weeks is really going to tell a tale. Hugh, the three quarterbacks they've beat up this year, Derek Carr, not very good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson, terrible. I don't think he'll ever start in the NFL again.
He might be done.
I think he's done.
He's done.
And Daniel Jones, who might as well be done, and the Giants are done. Think about the next six games they have. Here are the quarterbacks they're going to face. Ready for this? Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott, Jaden Daniels, Matthew Stafford, and Lamar Jackson. I mean, we're really going to find out.
Derrick Henry.
We're really going to find out over the next 6 weeks how good this defense has gotten. Because you look at some of the numbers, Hugh, there's top 10. I mean, a lot of numbers on defense so far this season. But how much of that is because they've got to beat up on some bad teams? I want to get there with you. I want to get there with everyone today. Because I feel like people want to say they've turned the corner. But I got to see them do it against a real
no,
offense.
And I get that. I get that, and I totally understand that, but there's a such thing called momentum and confidence builders. I think these last few games have been confidence builders. We were sitting here not too long ago wondering whether or not Nolan Smith was a wasted draft pick.
I was.
And now he starts – they're looking comfortable. There's a lot of room to grow. There's no question about it. There's no question about that. But I like what I'm seeing. I like the fact that they're starting to come together. Everybody's playing assignment football. The one thing that they need to correct, though, the hard counts. They're going to get hard counted a lot. They need to correct that. Look at the football. Don't worry about the voice inflection of the quarterback or anything like that. Just look at the football. But I like the direction they're going. I like the way the corners are playing. They're playing a lot more aggressive.
They are.
They're giving the defensive linemen chances to get to the quarterback. And that's all that matters. You know, going into this game against T. Higgins and what was the other receiver?
Jamar Chase.
Give your defensive line a chance. Cincinnati has still trying to figure out who they are. They got a good quarterback in Joe Burrow, no question about it. But give your defense a chance, man. You can't be afraid of those two receivers. You got to play them a little press, and you got to get in their faces, and you have to allow this defense to get after the quarterback a little bit.
There's no question the arrow is pointing up for the Eagles. This past Sunday was a season-saving victory. They won the game. They looked good doing it. I just look at it like this. So they're six games into the season. They've won four. They had a chance to beat up on two terrible teams. Their defense has seemingly turned a corner, but that's a lot against some really bad competition. Now the competition's about to ratchet up. And I feel like I understand the defense more. When they play a bad team, they'll play well. When they play a good team, it might be a little more challenging. I kind of get that. The offense is where I still have my questions. Can they keep doing this as a run-first team, or are they going to have to throw the football to win? Because it's one thing to beat up the Giants and the Browns with a very pedestrian offense. They're going to have to score points and throw the football to beat Cincinnati and to beat Washington and to beat the Rams and to beat the Ravens in 6 weeks. Like that, the formula the last 2 weeks is one thing, but man, it's going to be more challenging to do it moving forward. 215-592-9494. And you know what? Maybe I'm asking a lot here. I need to see them score a point in the first quarter before I say they turn the corner. Kyle, where do you come down? Are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner?
I'm ready to say it. They turn the corner. The proverbial corner to me is this road that Eagles were going down since last season was heading towards rock bottom.
Yeah, brick wall, yeah.
Like, they were trending towards utter disaster, and they felt like they still had that same stink that they had on them all throughout last year, when even when they played bad teams, those tomato cans, they couldn't pull ahead of anybody. They couldn't put a whooping on any single team. The defense let average to bad quarterbacks carve them up, And they just played awful situational football at all times. Like that win that we got against the New York Giants, well, granted, it is the New York Giants. That was one of like the most convincing wins we've seen this Eagles team have in quite some time.
Felt like a get-right game.
Even past last season, I would say. It was one of the best wins they've had in a long time. And I can't sit here and say it was just the Giants when I was one of the people on here Friday saying, I don't have confidence the Eagles can beat the Giants. It wasn't even about the Giants. It was about how I've seen this Eagles team play for a long time now, stretching back into last season. It feels obvious to me that they're beginning to turn a corner. I know they haven't scored a point on offense in the first quarter. That's something that I think they can figure out and fix throughout the rest of the season. If you look at their offense through the other three quarters, they're one of the better offenses in football. They can move the ball. They're not inept when it comes to throwing the football, and they are a great running football team. And then if you look at the defense, when's the last time our defense had two back-to-back games where they didn't allow a touchdown?
2017.
This defense feels so much better, I think, than now. Granted, again, the bar was low for last year. The defense feels a lot better than it was last season. So I don't think they're turning the corner to perfection, they are definitely, in my opinion, turning the corner back to being a football team that we can get behind.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard on this Tuesday morning. Are you ready to say this Eagles team has turned the corner? Yes or no? After back-to-back victories over the Browns and the Giants, and now we're on to Cincinnati. Your call's next on that, plus some interesting audio from BG this morning. We want to play that for you next. And you know what's back? Hughes Clues is back. We'll tell you how you can win.
Exciting time.
A great prize coming up. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The rain is gone. It's a good song, man.
It is a good song. Are we seeing clearly now with the Seagulls team?
It feels like it. I have an agenda. I haven't lied about that. I have an agenda. And my agenda is Louisiana and hand grenades.
Yeah.
I have not made that.
Didn't sound right, but.
Yeah, it did. It did sound kind of. People, for all the people out there that haven't been listening to the show, when I say hand grenades, it's a drink. It's not an actual hand grenade.
This is not a violent show.
No, this is not. Most of the time. It's not.
Maybe once a week it dives that way.
Every now and then. Every now and again. But no, it's an agenda. It's an agenda-driven thing.
So, well, yeah. At least you're honest about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. He has an agenda. He's told us that before.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all right. 215-592-9494. Well, I think a lot of people are seeing clearly on the Eagles now. Here are some things that have become crystal clear. The defense, I agree with Kyle. The defense is better than last year. Like, they've already proven that. How good they're going to be, are they going to end up a top 10 defense, top half of the league, whatever. Last year was awful. They're better than that. They're more competent on defense. They have Saquon Barkley on. These are all great things. And they're moving in the right direction. I agree with that. But turn the corner, and I got to see it against a real offense first. Like, they've beaten up three of the last 4 weeks. They've beaten up on teams that ultimately aren't very good. The Saints looked good, and they're not. The Browns and Giants looked terrible, and they were terrible. They got torched by the Bucks. The way I view it right now is the defense is better, but I got to see it against some real quarterbacks. Starts this week against Joe Burrow. And the offense, although they've had some good moments and explosive plays, it's very up and down and it just feels like an okay offense.
Dow Jonesy.
Yeah.
Very, very Dow Jonesy.
Great players, but an okay offense. Their rankings are very middle of the pack despite having all this talent. 215-592-9494. Are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner? Hugh is. Kyle is. I'm not there yet after a couple good wins over the Giants and the Browns. All right, let's hear from Brandon Graham. He was on this morning talking about the team absolutely rallying around their head coach last week.
Do you feel that the team rallied last week around your head coach?
I do, because for us to win the game and the way everybody was, you know, acting and critiquing, it's like, all right, well, let's go out here. Let's put one together, because, I mean, y'all keep us on our toes, too. I mean, as much as everybody might seem sad about a win, it was just like, you know what? Let's go. Let's go show everybody what we already know. Let's just continue to stay focused on what we do. And even with Coach. Coach just stayed focused. He was like, all I could do is put my head down and go to work. And so that's what we did. And it turned out good on Sunday.
It turned out great. I mean, a dominant win, one we haven't seen around here in a long time. Hugh, the more that we move past what happened last week, it's pretty clear that they had his back. They rallied around him, and that does point in the right direction for the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's all that matters, man. That's all that matters. I have a unique perspective where I know I can feel what they're feeling, and I have a chance to talk to some of the guys, and they love their coach. There's no question about it. He might be a little awkward and a little unpredictable. A little squirrely.
That's a good word for
it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, a little unpredictable.
A little squirrely. But they love him. And that's all that matters, man. This is one of those situations where, as an older gentleman, you kind of have to, even though it doesn't look the way that you want it to look, you kind of have to let it cook. Perfect example. Joe, I remember when I was getting ready to, my oldest daughter, she was getting ready to go to college. She had all these scholarship offers and everything. So, you know, as a dad, I'm thinking, oh, shoot, I'm going to go ahead and buy me a boat or pocket that money. Man, at the last minute, she said, I don't want to play basketball anymore. I want to go to Alabama State. And I was hot. Because now, you know, as a pops, you're thinking, that's money coming out of my pocket. And I was like, why are you not taking these scholarships? So we arguing back and forth. And she said, well, just let me do what I want to do. And I said, fine. And as a father, I'm thinking she's going to fail. She went to school and graduated in 4 years. And after that, I apologized to her because I said I was wrong.
You apologized?
I had to.
Whoa.
Because she I never told
you
her.
You are capable of doing that.
No, but you know what?
Isolate that audio, I apologize, so we have it on record?
No, but the point is I never voiced to her that I thought she was going to fail. I thought this was a bad move, and I thought that there was potential to fail. And when she graduated, man, I was like, I walked up to her and I said, hey, listen, I apologize. Because she didn't know anybody in Alabama. She just picked this. It just felt like she picked a school. I thought she was going for some little boy. And she graduated. She got a degree. And I apologize. This kind of feels like that. It kind of feels like Nick is squirrely crazy like a fox, but he gets this team to play. So that's why sometimes it might not make sense to us, but it makes sense to them. And you just kind of let it go. You got to let it do what it do.
So if this Eagles thing turns out to get to New Orleans, am I you and Sirianni's your daughter and I have to apologize?
You have
at the
to
end?
Apologize.
Okay. I mean, I will absolutely apologize to Nick if
no,
they get
but,
to the
but,
Super
wait
Bowl.
A minute. Listen, we just can't get there. We did that before. We got to win it, man.
Yeah. I mean, if he
he got to graduate.
Hold on.
Because she graduated.
If,
you got
to
graduate.
If Sirianni gets back to the Super Bowl, I'm apologizing before the game even starts. I mean, that's an accomplishment.
Oh, you might have to have a take funeral, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no question about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. You might have to have yeah. one. I'm not.
I'm not yet at the point where I'm preparing the take statement, but, no. but we'll get there. All right. Also, on the coach, Jalen Hurts, here's what he said about the direction of this football team under Nick Sirianni.
I've continued to carry myself in the same way that I have. Obviously, he knows that I'm behind him, and he knows that communication is important amongst this team sport, and he's been doing a really good job of doing that. You know, we talk about everybody dominating their box and trying to check off their box, given the roles that you have, and I feel like he's really come in with really good intensity, intentionality, and trying to deliver good messages for us to be focused and be on the same page, and he's also apologetic when he needs to be, and so I'm excited about the direction we're going in. I'm excited about the direction Coach is going in with everything, too.
Well, a direction that's led to two straight wins, which is the whole point here. 215-592-9494. All right, where are you at today? As everyone's had a day to kind of let it settle in, right? We reacted and we celebrated yesterday to a win. Now that we've had a day to really think about it, are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner? I'm not there yet. I mean, yes, they're in a better spot now than they were 2 weeks ago. But boy, two things. One, I got to see it against better quarterbacks. That starts this week. And two, the offense, I need a little more consistency. It just feels like big plays or punts. Big plays or punts. That's the offense, and it's more of a running offense than a throwing offense right now. I need a little bit more on offense, especially early in game. Still haven't scored a point in the first quarter. Where are you at? Are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner? Hugh Douglas back on talking about the Super Bowl here, which is, you know.
In Bucky's. Yeah, going to Bucky's and the Super Bowl. Get some of the brisket sandwiches.
I looked at the Bucky's website this morning. The prices are pretty good.
Pretty darn good. Yeah, it's in the South. It's like, you know, they got brisket sandwiches. They got the beaver nuggets.
I could see why you like it there. Dustin in the Northeast. Hey, Dustin.
Fellas. OG. Hawk.
What's going on, man?
What's up, Dustin?
Man, Kyle behind the glass, killing it like usual, dude. Listen, yo, Hawk, real quick before I get into the Eagles talk, you thinking about getting Call of Duty this week, huh?
You know what? I don't like Call of Duty. I'm not a big Call of Duty fan because the kids, they talk real mean and hurtful to you, and I can't beat them.
What, you getting trash talked by kids?
Like Call of Duty and Madden. No, listen. Call of Duty, Dustin to tell you, and Madden are the two worst trash talking games in the gaming universe. Mm. And it's bad because I can't beat most of the kids I'm playing against, so I don't play.
Yeah, you got to get it, dude, and you can run with my squad. We turn the proximity chat off, and we just get dubs, dude.
People with the snipers, like, the game has changed so much because you get knife kills now. They run around, people run around with knives and stuff. Nah,
so it comes out this week?
Yeah.
So this is the week. This is the week this is the week to bet against the Cardinals, right?
Yeah, because Kyler Murray.
He doesn't look at the playbook this week. He's just playing Call of Duty. That happens every year.
Yo, it's a big game, though. I just never got into Call of Duty like that. Mm.
Yo, Hog, the new map, dude. The new game looks incredible.
No, I saw it. Incredible. I saw it, and they brought back what? Soap. Soap is one of the main characters.
Soap.
Yeah, that's his name. His name is Soap.
Dude. I'm pumped. Well, if you ever change your mind, dude, you always got an open spot on our squad for you.
Definitely. We got to get back to talking
sports. You're not allowed, brother. Kyle, you the invite does not go to Kyle.
You know what? Shut up.
No, Kyle's ready to talk sports.
Kyle's upset, and as soon as Hugh's ready to get stopped getting beat up by kids, he can go play with you. All right, Dustin, what do you got for us? You ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner?
Nah, I'm with you, Joe. Kyle didn't like my take on it either. Hog, I think you're eating too many gummies, man. You think you want them to win a Super Bowl? You think this team can beat a
Dustin,
Baltimore Ravens team?
Dustin, you know what's funny? We were just talking about that. Baltimore looks real physical.
Yeah, they do.
They look super physical. That's a couple weeks away, and I'm being optimistic about what potentially this team can be. This team is a late bloomer. We were talking about it yesterday in the players' lounge, where I said they're about 3 weeks a little – early or late, they're 3 weeks late. 3 weeks late, yeah, that's when you're late. Yeah, so they're about three. I had to get it right. They're about 3 weeks late. But I do believe that they can be a team especially when you look at the NFC, that could be pretty formidable if they get it together. They got all the pieces, Dustin. They just haven't baked the cake yet. They got the ingredients. They just ain't baked the cake.
Who's the baker, Nick?
Jalen.
No, I think that's not a great analogy. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Nick's looking like the chef from Sesame Street. He don't know what the hell's going on out there. But yeah, this is what, it comes back to Nick, because this is my main concern with this. We went out, we bitched and moaned last year that we didn't have a defense coordinator, and then we did the same thing about offense coordinator. So we went out and got them. Why am I still seeing the same scheme on – that's not Kellen Moore's offense that's being ran out there. I'm not seeing him under center, which makes no sense, because don't you want your top three running back to get 5-yard advantage?
He was under center more this week than he was last week.
A little bit more.
Why am I not seeing any play action, brother? It's so sad. It's like they're making these changes. We had a conversation last week. It's the definition of insanity. We're hoping for it to change, but they're doing the same –
Yeah, well, they don't. They obviously, and we appreciate the call, Dustin. They obviously don't think that would be best for the team. We might think it's the best, but they don't.
Can we? And this is before I say what I'm about to say. This is purely reckless speculation, because when you watch these games, and you know, it takes me a while to digest some of these thoughts that I have in my mind, Joe. Sometimes I'm not gonna lie. It felt the game plan was different this week, as opposed to any other week.
Well, they ran it way more.
Well, they ran it more, and they were under center more. If I'm not mistaken, they started the game out under center. Well, they started out trying to do what they normally do and throw the football. It didn't work.
Did not work.
They did a pivot very, very fast, and Jalen was under center. There were some crossing routes and crossing patterns that were thrown in this game that we were complaining about the week before. I think that we were at a crossroads. I really do. And I think that there was some conversation. It was some tough conversations had about people evolving, mainly the quarterback, and how this offense has to adapt or die. And I think that's what happened last week. And I'm hoping that there's more of that that's going to happen this week.
Did he evolve, or did they take the ball out of his hands?
Well, maybe it Joe, it's all in the way that you perceive it.
Mm.
You know, I mean, seriously.
I know.
It's all in the way that you look at it, but something happened. And in order for this team to get to where we want to be, everybody has to be rowing in the same direction.
I agree with that. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff?
Up, man?
Hey, you, I got some close-up looks at Buc-ee's this week. Last week, I was all the way down in Laredo, Texas, and they're even bigger in Texas than they are in Georgia.
Yeah, we got robbed a little bit, because the ones, they have like 200 or 300 gas bays, Joe.
Dude,
how many?
Joe, I'm not exaggerating. I would venture to say they have 100 gas pumps. They had two rows of 3 or 4 times longer than the Wawa gas pump set up. It's insane. It's absolutely. Now, I couldn't stop because I was in the big truck, but they were close to the road, so I got a really good eye view of them.
So you never have to wait for in a line for gas.
Well, not really. And then when you go in, Joe, they have a beef jerky wall.
That's what I hear. Yeah,
it's a beef jerky wall.
Yeah,
we are thoroughly thank God.
Apparently, their brisket is supposed to be pretty good.
Brisket is banging, man. The brisket is banging. Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
We're gonna be the first show to get an endorsement from a place that's hundreds of miles away. Come on out to Buc-ee's with Hugh Douglas in Kentucky. Go ahead, Jeff.
So I'm like you, Joe. I'm rounding the corner, but there's, as a truck driver, there's always construction somewhere. So I'm going to come up on a construction zone, and I think that's going to be the Bengals and ultimately the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens look super
physical. They're just so physical.
Oh, man. But I think the Bengals are a better team than their record shows. Now, their defense isn't all that great, and their offensive line isn't all that great. So this might be a higher scoring game this week than we've seen in the past. By both teams.
I think it will. So the interesting part is, Jeff, 2 weeks ago, both these defenses, Eagles and Bengals, looked really bad. And now they've shot up the rankings. But the ironic part is both have played the Browns and Giants the last 2 weeks. So have they really turned a corner? Or
they're just beating up
on the same teams.
But our defense is starting to come together. You can see that happening. I know they teed off on Daniel Jones from the Giants?
Yes.
I know they teed off on him. And that's not a stretch to do that. But they are playing much better. So I'm going to go back to what I said at the beginning of the year. I'm going to enjoy the season as much as I can and not get too worked up when, you know, when they hit a stumbling block, because they do have a good team. They have a really good team. And I just think it's going to be tough. These AFC North teams, aside from the Browns, are not going to be pushovers, especially the Ravens.
Oh, no doubt. And, Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. They won't be. The schedule's about to get harder. I mean, there's no question. Like, next week at home against Doug and the Jaguars, if Doug's still the coach, that's one they should win. But every game the next 6 weeks has its challenges to it. Like, the last two games, it was almost like if you thought they might lose, it was because of the Eagles. It wasn't at all about the opponent. Now the opponents are about to, especially the quarterbacks they're going to face, are about to be good.
I think relax a little bit with the Ravens.
they look good.
Well, hold on. Their defense is like half as good as it was last year.
I agree. I don't think they're as good as they were last year.
No, I'm talking about offensively and how, you know, that our secondary is probably going to make business.
They're going to present a very different challenge than the quarterbacks that we just recently
faced. That's what you call a gang tackle.
But, like, I just feel like we keep talking about them as though, like, there's zero chance.
They're world beaters.
I mean, I don't even think they're coming out of the AFC. The Chiefs are still the best team. Mm. I mean, they're undefeated.
No, I mean, but it all depends on how you look at it. Like, as an old-ass radio host, that ain't the smoke that I want. You know what I mean?
Well, but as a player, there's not much smoke you want.
You're plant-based now.
You are plant-based.
At this age, I don't want that smoke. But as a player, give me all the smoke.
Well, let's see if the people want the smoke today. Because you know what we have? We have a prize to give away, Hugh. And we haven't done this in, I'd say, more than a few weeks here. We have a $50 gift card to Klondike
50.
Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. Can't wait for this, Hugh. We're going to be there coming up and do a live show from Klondike Kate's Restaurant in Newark, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's when our show is going to be there coming up soon. And KlondikeKates.com for details. But now we're going to give away a gift card, Hugh. A little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with the tramp stamp. And the fighter's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
All right, I know this is everybody's favorite game, and everybody always likes my first clue that I like to give out. Where are we going again, Joe, after we
Klondike Kate's.
Where's that?
That is in Newark, Delaware.
Hey, all right, Delaware. Hey, shout out to Delaware. Okay, this is the first clue for Hugh's Clues. Are y'all ready? I'm feeling like they're going to get it with this first clue.
You sure about that?
No, not really.
It's okay.
I'm being facetious. I've denounced this before. Talked real bad about it. Real, real bad about it.
You've talked bad about a lot of things.
Just like in general? Or
just talk real bad about it. Talk real, real bad.
All right, so is this something Hugh has spoken poorly about before? Not the biggest fan. All right, 215-592-9494. I like this. It's a double whammy. It's not just a Hugh's Clues. It's how well do you know Hugh?
And you have to be paying attention to the show.
Yes, if you know the show, you'll know this one. Hugh spoke not nicely about this before. 215-592-9494. $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. That is today's Hugh's Clues. We haven't played it in a while. Excited to do that and give away a gift card. And the Eagles, do you believe, and are you ready to say, are you ready to say it? Because we all want to believe this thing is heading in the right direction.
Yes.
Are you ready to say they've turned the corner?
And say it with your chest.
Well, that's the way you said it at the start of the show, and I'm saying it with my chest. No, I'm not ready to say it. Now, on Monday, when we come in here, if they beat the Cincinnati Bengals, then I'll say, we've rounded the corner. Let's go. And now we got a season to play for here and maybe look forward to January football. But I got to see it against, number one, a good quarterback, and I need the offense to be more consistent. It's been very... It just doesn't feel like their offense is big play or punt.
Yeah.
Big play or punt.
It's like playing Madden. You know, when your offense
is kind of like that.
Your offense is anemic, and then all of a sudden something happens and you get a big play to your receiver and you keep hope alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it obviously comes back to the quarterback. Jalen has been okay, but nothing more than that. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
All right, I want to get a shot at who's Clues after this. You know what? I gotta tilt my hat to the offense, defense, and the coaches. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I believe the difference is? The coaches actually planned for this matchup. They strategized. They actually listened to the fans. They saw that it was only one thing they could do is run the ball. You know what I'm saying? So the passing and all that was obsolete after they saw that, you know, Saquon could get busy the way that he did. I could say this, too. I really think, like, I'm on board, but not fully. You know what I'm saying? They still got some more things to prove to me, you know, that they could be committed and consistent. That's what I need to see from them. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see three games in a row and then next, here we go again. No, be consistent, man. Keep doing it. You know what I mean? You already got the taste of victory. Let's continue having that lovely taste in our mouths. Every team we beat, let's give it to them. I want to say this too, man. Jalen, man, come on, bro. It's time, bro. Like, you was almost like the number one quarterback in 2022. You outplayed Patrick Mahomes. That's who we need back behind the helm, man. You know, under the snap. We need you back, baby. Because guess what? You are the real key to our success. So let's get back to the old Jalen, making good decisions, making them great throws, coming out of that pocket when you're supposed to, bro. You know what I'm saying? Know your game, know your players, know your weapons. You fully know it. Let's go. Let's bring everything back to 2022.
Now we're talking, Will.
Everybody's fear. And guess what? We the same team that everybody's going to fear again. We got Saquon coming out the backfield. We got Jalen making the right decisions. We got Downtown Brown. We got Big Play Slate. Who else do I need to name? Guess what? We are the best in the East. The best in the East. So let's start playing like it, and let's start winning, baby. And I want to get my huge
What do you got for us? What's your guess?
How about, I know you always complained a lot when people brought this up. It may not be the answer, but how about water? Going, you know, in like the ocean and all that.
Going in the water.
Hugh is afraid of water.
That is a really good one. Yeah, Hugh is afraid of the ocean. That's a good one. I like that too.
I'm not afraid of the ocean. I just know that I'm not the home team.
Yeah.
I'm not, this is not the home team.
And what does that make you feel?
Trepidation.
That's another the word. Yeah.
Trepidation.
215-592-9494. Your guess is for Hugh's Clues. $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's restaurant in Newark, Delaware. Something Hugh has ripped before on the show. That's your first clue. We'll re-air Nick Sirianni's conversation with the morning show in the 11 o'clock hour. And on the other side, along with your phone calls, a comment from Nick Sirianni post-game that makes it sound like he believes his team has turned the corner. Are you ready to say it? Are you ready to say the Eagles turn the corner? We'll discuss it all. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Hopefully this Eagles defense is coming out of its shell and becoming a really, really good one. 2 weeks in a row, zero touchdowns allowed.
2 weeks.
But it was against Daniel Jones and
tomato can.
Deshaun Watson. This week, Joe Burrow's on tap. Are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner? Hugh's ready to say it. Kyle's ready to say it. I'm not quite there yet. Where do you come down on this? Of course, we also have Hugh's Clues today. And yes, we found out, Hugh. We found out we're going to be at Klondike Kate's
yes.
on Thursday doing our show. So not only do we have a gift card for you, come out and hang out with us on Thursday for a live broadcast. $50 gift card on the line today for Hugh's Clues. Something Hugh has ripped on the show before is the first clue today. All right, Sirianni's something I've ripped on the show before, someone. But his team had a good game on Sunday, and he believes part of it was because how well they practiced last week. Let's hear Sirianni after the game Sunday giving credit to their preparation before that Giants game.
This was our best week of practice so far this year. This week was our best week of practice. So far, I just think that it was just like we know it takes what it takes. I love when Jalen says that it takes what you know. Winning takes what it takes. I love when Jalen says that because it's true. Like there's a price to pay to win, right? You can't just like and so. I think that they all saw that. They practiced their butts off, and I took care of them a little bit later in the week because of the energy and the effort that they had in practice. But there was some good back and forth in practice. I can't say enough for the scout team guys. You know, I'd like to name all of them, but it just takes what it takes. And the work, I could just feel, again, everything uniting us this week and everything and the work that we put in this week. I had a good feeling we were going to play good because we practiced so good.
You think the moment he was talking about when he said he felt good, you think it was the many men clip? Like, was that the moment he felt during practice?
Yeah,
they had it?
And the adversity that united everybody. Again, having a chance to think about this. We're the bad guys. The media, to a certain extent, the fans, and the players have rallied around that cause, which is fine. I have no problem with that because we all know that if that's your rallying cry, if you're mad about the way your coach was treated, if you're mad that everybody ridiculed him for bringing his kids to the press conference and things of that nature, then that's fine. That's a rally cry for you. Keep that energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids always say, keep that same energy.
Stay on that
keep
side.
Keep that energy, man, because the one thing that I know as a former football player is you find motivation any way you can get it. And it feels like that was the case for them. When you talk about those guys on the defense in particular, there's a lot of guys that relate to what Coach Sirianni went through last week. Bryce Huff, Jalen Carter, N'Kobe Dean, Nolan Smith. You know, because these are guys that I've mentioned that at one point people have, you know, said he stinks or he's not that guy. And they read it. The one thing that we know for a fact is these players read and they listen. And they know what's being said about them. They don't like it, and it makes them feel a certain kind of way. But the best part about all that is they have a chance to change it. And they saw what their coach went through, and it was relatable. It was relatable on a level that none of us can understand unless you've kind of been through something like that. So they played for him. Now, with that being said, keep it going. We're going to still say mean and hurtful things. If the mean and hurtful things come out of my mouth and to get you motivated to get us to Louisiana, then so be it. I'll be the bad guy. I apologize. I ain't apologizing to nobody.
I got to say, you know what you're setting this
except
up for?
My daughter. I had to apologize.
You're kind of setting it up. If the Eagles keep winning, does WIP get credit? I mean, you're setting that up.
I mean, if that's the way you hear.
They're setting that up.
They are. They are setting it up.
All they talk about is how they listen to the outside noise. Brandon Graham was saying it last night, saying it this morning. Sirianni brought it up in the press conferences. We are bullying the Eagles into being good again.
Do we get a parade float if this thing works?
I think we should put a poll up.
I think we should, too. People get mad at that, but that's all right. Jamil and Frank, what's up, Jamil?
Yo, Joe, what's going on,
Hey,
man?
Jamil, what's up, buddy?
All right, so I want to play Hugh's Shoes, too, but I got to say this. Hugh, I'm a big man. I can admit when I'm wrong. I have been dogging out our quarterback, calling him a running back with an arm.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying it, but I wasn't saying it to be mean. What I was saying was his concentration and his ability to read wasn't there. But after seeing him throw that ball to AJ, the way he hit that strike, I got to take that back, man. That was like a flash of brilliance. Now, as far as us turning the corner, nah, I'm at the corner, but we ain't turned it yet.
That's fine.
I think that's a fair way to
say
it, Jamil.
That's fine.
We're rounding that corner, but we haven't fully turned it yet. We got to play a real quarterback on Sunday.
We got to beat Joe Burrow. Then we got Josh Allen on deck. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Baltimore scares the living crap out of me. Lamar Jackson right now is scaring the crap out of me. And if we can't put our offense in a place where we're pick your poison, like I thought we were going to be at the beginning of the year, a pick your poison offense, then I'm really, that's going to be a hard turn.
Oh, no, I get it.
You tell him, Jamil. I mean, the next 6 weeks, it's Burrow, it is Lawrence, it is Dak, it is Daniels, it is Stafford, it is Lamar. We got some real quarterbacks on tap now. Jamil, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. What are you thinking?
Defense.
That's a great guess.
That's such a good answer.
Jamil knows the show. Jamil, that is not it today, but
that's a good guess.
I mean, you do rip defense all the time.
It's not a necessity. It's a luxury.
Come on now.
He loses the sack. Not a necessity.
What are we down to now? We got to keep track of this. I think we're down.
I'm in the 70s.
You got to be in the 70s.
Yeah, 75 maybe, 76.
It's getting ugly. It's starting into an ugly career for you.
But yeah, it's
at some point we're going to call him a bust.
It's a luxury, not a necessity.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that. All right, 215-592.
Worst trade in Eagles history?
94-94.
The absolute worst.
Pro Football Reference. Why did they list Hugh Douglas with 3 career sacks? What happened to that? All right. All your phone calls coming up on the other side. We will replay for you the Nick Sirianni interview with the morning show today coming up later on the 11 o'clock hour. On the other side, did they really fix this defense? What do we believe this is for real? Because the numbers the last 2 weeks have been outrageously good. 215-592-9494. Are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner? It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The rain is gone. It's a good song, man.
It is a good song. Are we seeing clearly now with the Eagles team?
It feels like it. I have an agenda. I haven't lied about that. I have an agenda. And my agenda is Louisiana and hand grenades.
Yeah.
I have not made that.
Didn't sound right, but.
Yeah, it did. It did sound kind of. People, for all the people out there that haven't been listening to the show, when I say hand grenades, it's a drink. It's not an actual hand grenade.
This is not a violent show.
No, this is not. Most of the time. It's not.
Maybe once a week it dives that way.
Every now and again. Every now and again. But no, it's an agenda. It's an agenda-driven thing. So,
well, at least you're honest about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. He has an agenda. He's told us that before.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all right. 215-592-9494. Well, I think a lot of people are seeing clearly on the Eagles now. Here are some things that have become crystal clear. The defense, I agree with Kyle. The defense is better than last year. Like, they've already proven that. How good they're going to be, are they going to end up a top 10 defense, top half of the league, whatever. Last year was awful. They're better than that. They're more competent on defense. They have Saquon Barkley on. These are all great things. And they're moving in the right direction. I agree with that. But turn the corner, and I got to see it against a real offense first. Like, they've beaten up three of the last 4 weeks. They've beaten up on teams that ultimately aren't very good. The Saints looked good and they're not. The Browns and Giants looked terrible and they were terrible. They got torched by the Bucks. The way I view it right now is the defense is better, but I got to see it against some real quarterbacks. Starts this week against Joe Burrow. And the offense, although they've had some good moments and explosive plays, it's very up and down and it just feels like an okay offense.
Dow Jonesy.
Yeah,
very, very Dow Jonesy.
Great players, but an okay offense. Their rankings are very middle of the pack despite having all this talent. 215-592-9494. Are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner? Hugh is. Kyle is. I'm not there yet after a couple good wins over the Giants and the Browns. All right, let's hear from Brandon Graham. He was on this morning talking about the team absolutely rallying around their head coach last week.
Do you feel that the team rallied last week around your head coach?
I do. I do. Because for us to win the game and the way everybody was, you know, acting and critiquing, it's like, all right, well, let's go out here. Let's put one together. Because, I mean, y'all keep us on our toes, too. I mean, as much as everybody might seem sad about a win, it was just like, you know what? Let's go. Let's go show everybody what we already know. Let's just continue to stay focused on what we do. And even with Coach. Coach just stayed focused. He was like, all I could do is put my head down and go to work. And so that's what we did. And it turned out good on Sunday.
It turned out great. I mean, a dominant win, one we haven't seen around here in a long time. Hugh, the more that we move past what happened last week, it's pretty clear that they had his back. They rallied around him. And that does point in the right direction for the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's all that matters, man. That's all that matters. I have a unique perspective where I know I can feel what they're feeling, and I have a chance to talk to some of the guys, and they love their coach. There's no question about it. He might be a little awkward and a little unpredictable, a little squirrely.
That's a good word for
it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, a little unpredictable.
A little squirrely, but they love him, and that's all that matters, man. This is one of those situations where, as an older gentleman, you kind of have to, even though it doesn't look the way that you want it to look, you kind of have to let it cook. Perfect example. Joe, I remember when I was getting ready to, my oldest daughter, she was getting ready to go to college. She had all these scholarship offers and everything. So, you know, as a dad, I'm thinking, oh, shoot, I'm going to go ahead and buy me a boat or pocket that money. Man, at the last minute, she said, I don't want to play basketball anymore. I want to go to Alabama State. And I was hot. Because now, you know, as a pops, you're thinking, that's money coming out of my pocket. And I was like, why are you not taking these scholarships? So we argued back and forth, and she said, well, just let me do what I want to do. And I said, fine. And as a father, I'm thinking she's going to fail. She went to school and graduated in 4 years. And after that, I apologized to her because I said I was wrong.
You apologized?
I had to.
Whoa.
Because she I never told
you
her.
You are capable of doing that.
No, but you know what?
Isolate that audio, I apologize, so we have it on record?
No, but the point is I never voiced to her that I thought she was going to fail. I thought this was a bad move, and I thought that there was potential to fail. And when she graduated, man, I was like, I walked up to her and I said, hey, listen, I apologize. Because she didn't know anybody in Alabama. She just picked this. It just felt like she picked a school. I thought she was going for some little boy. And she graduated. She got a degree. And I apologize. This kind of feels like that. It kind of feels like Nick is squirrely crazy like a fox, but he gets this team to play. So that's why sometimes it might not make sense to us, but it makes sense to them. And you just got to kind of let it go. You got to let it do what it do.
So if this Eagles thing turns out to get to New Orleans, am I you and Sirianni's your daughter and I have to apologize?
You have
at the
to
end?
Apologize.
Okay. I mean, I will absolutely apologize to Nick if
no,
he gets
to
the Super
Bowl. No, but wait a minute. Listen, we just can't get there. We did that before. We got to win it, man.
Yeah, I mean, if
he got to graduate.
Hold on.
Because she graduated. You got
to
graduate.
If Sirianni gets back to the Super Bowl, I'm apologizing before the game even starts. I mean, that's an accomplishment.
Oh, you might have to have a take funeral, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's no question about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you might have to have one. I'm not.
I'm not yet at the point where I'm preparing the take statement, but we'll get there. All right. Also, on the coach, Jalen Hurts, here's what he said about the direction of this football team under Nick Sirianni.
I've continued to carry myself in the same way that I have. Obviously, he knows that I'm behind him, and he knows that communication is important amongst this team sport, and he's been doing a really good job of doing that. You know, we talk about everybody dominating their box and trying to check off their box, given the roles that you have, and I feel like he's really come in with really good intensity, intentionality, And trying to deliver good messages for us to be focused and be on the same page. And he's also apologetic when he needs to be. And so I'm excited about the direction we're going in. I'm excited about the direction Coach is going in with everything, too.
Well, a direction that's led to two straight wins, which is the whole point here. 215-592-9494. All right, where are you at today? As everyone's had a day to kind of let it settle in, right? We reacted and we celebrated yesterday a win. Now that we've had a day to really think about it, are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner? I'm not there yet. I mean, yes, they're in a better spot now than they were 2 weeks ago. But boy, two things. One, I got to see it against better quarterbacks. That starts this week. And two, the offense, I need a little more consistency. It just feels like big plays or punts. Big plays or punts. That's the offense, and it's more of a running offense than a throwing offense right now. I need a little bit more on offense, especially early in game. Still haven't scored a point in the first quarter. Where are you at? Are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner? Hugh Douglas back on talking about the Super Bowl here, which is, you know.
And Buc-ee's. Yeah, going to Buc-ee's and the Super Bowl. Get some of the brisket sandwiches.
Yeah, I looked at the Buc-ee's website this morning. The prices are pretty good.
Yeah, it's in the South. It's like, you know, they got brisket sandwiches. They got the beaver nuggets.
I could see why you like it there. Dustin in the Northeast. Hey, Dustin.
Fellas. OG. Hawk.
What's going on, man?
What's up, Dustin?
Man, Kyle behind the glass, killing it like usual, dude. Listen, yo, Hawk, real quick before I get into the Eagles talk, you thinking about getting Call of Duty this week, huh?
You know what? I don't like Call of Duty. I'm not a big Call of Duty fan because the kids, they talk real mean and hurtful to you, and I can't beat them.
What, you getting trash talked by kids?
Like Call of Duty and Madden. No, listen. Call of Duty, Dustin to tell you, and Madden are the two worst trash talking games in the gaming universe. Mm. And it's bad because I can't beat most of the kids I'm playing against, so I don't play.
Yeah, you got to get it, dude, and you can run with my squad. We turn the proximity chat off, and we just get dubs, dude.
People with the snipers, like, the game has changed so much because you get knife kills now. They run around, people run around with knives and stuff. Nah,
so it comes out this week?
Yeah.
So this is the week. This is the week to bet against the Cardinals, right?
Yeah, because Kyler Murray.
He doesn't look at the playbook this week. He's just playing Call of Duty. That happens every year.
Yo, it's a big game, though. I just never got into Call of Duty like that. Mm.
Yo, Hog, the new map, dude. The new game looks incredible.
No, I saw it. Incredible. I saw it. And they brought back what? Soap. Soap is one of the main characters.
Soap.
Yeah, that's his name. His name is Soap.
Dude. I'm pumped. Well, if you ever change your mind, dude, you always got an open spot on our squad for you.
Definitely. We got to get back to talking sports.
You're not allowed, brother. Kyle, you the invite does not go to Kyle.
Joe, you know what? Shut up.
No, right, Kyle's ready to talk sports.
Kyle's upset, and as soon as Hugh's ready to get stopped getting beat up by kids, he can go play with you. All right, Dustin, what do you got for us? You ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner?
Nah, I'm with you, Joe. Kyle didn't like my take on it either. Hog, I think you're eating too many gummies, man. You think you want them to win a Super Bowl? You think this team can beat a Baltimore Ravens team?
Dustin, you know what's funny? We were just talking about that. Baltimore looks real physical.
Yeah, they do.
They look super physical. That's a couple weeks away, and I'm being optimistic about what potentially this team can be. This team is a late bloomer. We were talking about it yesterday in the players' lounge, where I said they're about 3 weeks a little – early or late, they're 3 weeks late. 3 weeks late, yeah, that's when you're late. Yeah, so they're about three. I had to get it right. They're about 3 weeks late. But I do believe that they can be a team, especially when you look at the NFC, that could be pretty formidable if they get it together. They got all the pieces, Dustin. They just haven't baked the cake yet. They got the ingredients. They just ain't baked the cake.
Who's the baker, Nick?
Jalen?
No, I think
that's not a great analogy. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Nick's looking like the chef from Sesame Street. He don't know what the hell's going on out there. But yeah, this is what it comes back to, Nick, because this is my main concern with this. We went out, we bitched and moaned last year that we didn't have a defense coordinator, and then we did the same thing about offense coordinator. So we went out and got them. Why am I still seeing the same scheme on – that's not Kellen Moore's offense that's being ran out there. I'm not seeing him under center, which makes no sense because don't you want your top three running back to get 5-yard advantage?
He was under center more this week than he was last week.
A little bit more.
Why am I not seeing any play action, brother? It's so sad. It's like they're making these changes. We had a conversation last week. It's the definition of insanity. We're hoping for it to change, but we're doing the same – crap.
Yeah, well, they don't. They obviously, and we appreciate the call, Dustin. They obviously don't think this is, that would be best for the team. We might think it's the best, but they don't.
Can we? And this is before I say what I'm about to say. This is purely reckless speculation, because when you watch these games, and you know, it takes me a while to digest some of these thoughts that I have in my mind, Joe, sometimes. I'm not going to lie. It felt, the game plan was different this week as opposed to any other week.
Well, they ran it way more.
Well, they ran it more, and they were under center more. If I'm not mistaken, they started the game out under center. Well, they started out trying to do what they normally do and throw the football, and it didn't work.
Did not work.
They did a pivot very, very fast, and Jalen was under center. There were some crossing routes and crossing patterns that were thrown in this game that we were complaining about the week before. I think that we were at a crossroads. I really do. And I think that there was some conversation. It was some tough conversations had about people evolving, mainly the quarterback, and how this offense has to adapt or die. And I think that's what happened last week. And I'm hoping that there's more of that that's going to happen this week.
Did he evolve, or did they take the ball out of his hands?
Well, maybe it Joe, it's all in the way that you perceive it.
Mm.
You know, I mean, seriously.
I know.
It's all in the way that you look at it. But something happened, and in order for this team to get to where we want to be, everybody has to be rowing in the same direction.
I agree with that. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff?
Up, man?
Hey, you, I got some close-up looks at Buc-ee's this week. Last week, I was all the way down in Laredo, Texas, and they're even bigger in Texas than they are in Georgia.
Yeah, we got robbed a little bit, because the ones, they have like 200 or 300 gas bays, Joe.
Dude.
How many?
Joe, I'm not exaggerating. I would venture to say they have 100 gas pumps. They had two rows of 3 or 4 times longer than the Wawa gas pump set up. It's insane. It's absolutely. Now, I couldn't stop because I was in the big truck, but they were close to the road, so I got a really good eye view of them.
So you never have to wait for in a line for gas.
Well, not really. And then when you go in, Joe, they have a beef jerky wall.
That's what I hear. Yeah,
it's a beef jerky wall.
Yeah,
we are thoroughly thank God.
Apparently, their brisket is supposed to be pretty good.
Brisket is banging, man. The brisket is banging. Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
We're gonna be the first show to get an endorsement from a place that's hundreds of miles away. Come on out to Buc-ee's with Hugh Douglas in Kentucky. Go ahead, Jeff.
So I'm like you, Joe. I'm rounding the corner, but there's, as a truck driver, there's always construction somewhere. So I'm going to come up on a construction zone, and I think that's going to be the Bengals and ultimately the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens look super good.
Physical. They're just so physical.
Oh, man. But I think the Bengals are a better team than their record shows. Now, their defense isn't all that great, and their offensive line isn't all that great. So this might be a higher scoring game this week than we've seen in the past. By both teams.
I think it will. So the interesting part is, Jeff, 2 weeks ago, both these defenses, Eagles and Bengals, looked really bad. And now they've shot up the rankings. But the ironic part is both have played the Browns and Giants the last 2 weeks. So have they really turned a corner? Or
they're just beating up on
the same teams.
But our defense is starting to come together. You can see that happening. I know they teed off on Daniel Jones from the Giants?
Yes.
I know they teed off on him. And that's not a stretch to do that. But they are playing much better. So I'm going to go back to what I said at the beginning of the year. I'm going to enjoy the season as much as I can and not get too worked up when they hit a stumbling block. Because they do have a good team. They have a really good team. And I just think it's going to be tough. These AFC North teams, aside from the Browns, are not going to be pushovers, especially the Ravens.
No doubt. And, Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. They won't be. The schedule's about to get harder. I mean, there's no question. Like, next week at home against Doug and the Jaguars, if Doug's still the coach, that's one they should win. But every game the next 6 weeks has its challenges to it. Like, the last two games, it was almost like if you thought they might lose, it was because of the Eagles. It wasn't at all about the opponent. Now the opponents are about to, especially the quarterbacks they're going to face, are about to be good.
I think relax a little bit with the Ravens.
They look good. Good.
I know, hold on. Their defense is like half as good as it was last year.
I agree. I don't think they're as good as they were last year.
No, I'm talking about offensively and how, that our secondary is probably going to make business.
They're going to present a very different challenge than the quarterbacks that we just recently
faced. That's what you call a gang tackle.
But like I just feel like we keep talking about them as though like there's zero chance.
They're world
beaters.
I
don't even think they're coming out of the AFC. The Chiefs are still the best team. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
They're undefeated.
No, I mean, but you all so. It all depends on how you look at it. Like, as an old-ass radio host, that ain't the smoke that I want. You know what I mean?
But as a player. There's not much smoke you want.
You're plant-based now.
Yeah, you are plant-based.
At this age, I don't want that smoke. But as a player, yeah, give me all the smoke.
Well, let's see if the people want the smoke today. Because you know what we have? We have a prize to give away here. And we haven't done this in, I'd say, more than a few weeks here. We have a $50 gift card to Klondike 50. Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. Can't wait for this, Hugh. We're going to be there coming up and do a live show from Klondike Kate's Restaurant in Newark, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's when our show is going to be there coming up soon. And KlondikeKates.com for details. But you know how we're going to give away a gift card, Hugh? A little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with the tramp stamp. And the fighter's looking for Hugh's Clues. Hughes Clues and you.
All right, I know this is everybody's favorite game, and everybody always likes my first clue that I like to give out. Where are we going again, Joe, after
Klondike Kate's.
Where's that?
That is in Newark, Delaware.
Hey, all right, Delaware. Hey, shout out to Delaware. Okay, this is the first clue for Hughes Clues. Are y'all ready? I'm feeling like they're going to get it with this first clue.
You sure about that?
No, not really.
Okay, neither am I.
I'm being facetious. I've denounced this before. Talked real bad about it. Real, real bad about it.
Oh, you've talked bad about a lot of things.
Just like in general? Or
just talk real bad about it. Talk real, real bad.
All right, so is this something Hugh has spoken poorly about before? Not the biggest fan. All right, 215-592-9494. I like this. It's a double whammy. It's not just a Hugh's Clues. It's how well do you know Hugh?
Yeah, and you have to be paying attention to the show.
Yes, if you know the show, you'll know this one. Hugh spoke not nicely about this before. 215-592-9494. $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. That is today's Hughes Clues. We haven't played it in a while. Excited to do that and give away a gift card. And the Eagles, do you believe, and are you ready to say, are you ready to say it? Because we all want to believe this thing is heading in the right direction.
Yes.
Are you ready to say they've turned the corner?
And say it with your chest.
Well, that's the way you said it at the start of the show, and I'm saying it with my chest. No, I'm not ready to say it. Now, on Monday, when we come in here, if they beat the Cincinnati Bengals, then I'll say, yeah, we've rounded the corner. Let's go. And now we got a season to play for here and maybe look forward to January football. But I got to see it against, number one, a good quarterback, and I need the offense to be more consistent. It's been very... It just doesn't feel like their offense is big play or punt.
Yeah.
Big play or punt.
It's like playing Madden. You know, when your offense
is kind of like that.
Your offense is anemic, and then all of a sudden something happens and you get a big play to your receiver and you keep hope alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it obviously comes back to the quarterback. Jalen has been okay, but nothing more than that. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
All right, I want to get a shot at Hughes Clues after this. You know what? I gotta tilt my hat to the offense, defense, and the coaches. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I believe the difference is? The coaches actually planned for this matchup. They strategized. They actually listened to the fans. They saw that it was only one thing they could do was run the ball. You know what I'm saying? So the passing and all that was obsolete after they saw that, you know, Saquon could get busy the way that he did. I could say this, too. I really think, like, I'm on board, but not fully. You know what I'm saying? They still got some more things to prove to me, you know, that they could be committed and consistent. That's what I need to see from them. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see three games in a row and then next, here we go again. No, be consistent, man. Keep doing it. You know what I mean? You already got the taste of victory. Let's continue having that lovely taste in our mouths. Every team we beat, let's give it to them. I want to say this too, man. Jalen, man, come on, bro. It's time, bro. Like, you was almost like the number one quarterback in 2022. You outplayed Patrick Mahomes. That's who we need back behind the helm, man. You know, under the snap. We need you back, baby. Because guess what? You are the real key to our success. So let's get back to the old Jalen, making good decisions, making them great throws, coming out of that pocket when you're supposed to, bro. You know what I'm saying? Know your game, know your players, know your weapons. You fully know it. Let's go. Let's go.
bring everything back to 2022.
Now we're talking, Will.
Everybody's fear. And guess what? We're the same team that everybody's going to fear again. We got Saquon coming out the backfield. We got Jalen making the right decisions. We got Downtown Brown. We got Big Play Slate. Who else do I need to name? Guess what? We are the best in the East. The best in the East. So let's start playing like this and let's start winning, baby. And I want to get my huge team.
What do you got for us? What's your guess?
How about, I know you always complained a lot when people brought this up. It may not be the answer, but how about water? Going, you know, in like the ocean and all that.
Going in the water.
Hugh is afraid of water.
That is a really good one. Yeah, Hugh is afraid of the ocean. That's a good one. I like that too.
I'm not afraid of the ocean. I just know that I'm not the home team.
Yeah.
I'm not, this is not the home team.
And what does that make you feel?
Trepidation. That's
another
the word.
Yeah.
Trepidation.
215-592-9494. Your guess is for Hugh's Clues. $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's restaurant in Newark, Delaware. Something Hugh has ripped before on the show. That's your first clue. We'll re-air Nick Sirianni's conversation with the morning show in the 11 o'clock hour. And on the other side, along with your phone calls, a comment from Nick Sirianni post-game that makes it sound like he believes his team has turned the corner. Are you ready to say it? Are you ready to say the Eagles will turn the corner? We'll discuss it all. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Hopefully this Eagles defense is coming out of its shell and becoming a really, really good one. 2 weeks in a row, zero touchdowns allowed.
2 weeks.
But it was against Daniel Jones and
tomato can.
Deshaun Watson. This week, Joe Burrow's on tap. Are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner? Hugh's ready to say it. Kyle's ready to say it. I'm not quite there yet. Where do you come down on this? Of course, we also have Hugh's Clues today. And yes, we found out, Hugh. We found out we're going to be at Klondike Kate's
yes.
on Thursday doing our show. So not only do we have a gift card for you, come and hang out with us on Thursday for a live broadcast. $50 gift card on the line today for Hugh's Clues. Something Hugh has ripped on the show before is the first clue today. All right, Sirianni's something I've ripped on the show before, someone. But his team had a good game on Sunday, and he believes part of it was because how well they practiced last week. Let's hear Sirianni after the game Sunday giving credit to their preparation before that Giants game.
This was our best week of practice so far this year. This week was our best week of practice. Pardon me. So far, I just think that it was just like we know it takes what it takes. I love when Jalen says that. It takes what you know. Winning takes what it takes. I love when Jalen says that because it's true. Like there's a price to pay to win, right? You can't just like. And so I think that they all saw that. They practiced their butts off, and I took care of them a little bit later in the week because of the energy and the effort that they had in practice. But there was some good back and forth in practice. I can't say enough for the scout team guys. You know, I'd like to name all of them, but no. But it just takes what it takes, and the work. I could just feel again everything uniting us this week, and everything and the work that we put in this week. I had a good feeling we were going to play good because we practiced so good.
You think the moment he was talking about when he said he felt good, you think it was the many men clip? Like, was that the moment he felt during practice they had it?
And the adversity that united everybody. Again, having a chance to think about this. We're the bad guys. The media, to a certain extent, the fans, and the players have rallied around that cause, which is fine. I have no problem with that because we all know that if that's your rallying cry, if you're mad about the way your coach was treated, if you're mad that everybody ridiculed him for bringing his kids to the press conference and things of that nature, then that's fine. That's a rally cry for you. Keep that energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids always say, keep that same energy.
Stay on that
keep
side.
Keep that energy, man, because the one thing that I know as a former football player is you find motivation any way you can get it. And it feels like that was the case for them. When you talk about those guys on the defense in particular, there's a lot of guys that relate to what Coach Sirianni went through last week. Bryce Huff, Jalen Carter, N'Kobe Dean, Nolan Smith. You know, because these are guys that I've mentioned that at one point people have, you know, said he stinks or he's not that guy. And they read it. The one thing that we know for a fact is these players read. And they listen, and they know what's being said about them. They don't like it, and it makes them feel a certain kind of way. But the best part about all that is they have a chance to change it. And they feel they saw what their coach went through, and it was relatable. It was relatable on a level that none of us can understand unless you've kind of been through something like that. So they played for him. Now, with that being said, keep it going. We're going to still say mean and hurtful things. If the mean and hurtful things come out of my mouth and to get you motivated to get us to Louisiana, then so be it. I'll be the bad guy. I apologize. I ain't apologizing to nobody.
I got to say, you know what you're setting this up
except
for?
My daughter. I had to apologize.
You're kind of setting it up. If the Eagles keep winning, does WIP get credit? I mean, you're setting that up.
I mean, if that's the way you hear, they're setting that up.
They are setting it up.
All they talk about is how they listen to the outside noise. Brandon Graham was saying it last night, saying it this morning. Sirianni brought it up in the press conferences. We are bullying the Eagles into being good again.
Do we get a parade float if this thing works?
I think we should put a poll up.
I think we should, too. People get mad at that, but that's all right. Jameel and Frank, what's up, Jameel?
Yo, Joe, what's going on,
Hey, Jameel, what's up, buddy?
All right, so I want to play Who's Choose, too, but I got to say this. You, I'm a big man. I can admit when I'm wrong. I have been dogging out a quarterback, calling him a running back with an arm.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying it, but I wasn't saying it to be mean. What I was saying was his concentration and his ability to read wasn't there. But after seeing him throw that ball to AJ, the way he hit that strike, I got to take that back, man. That was like a flash of brilliance. Now, as far as I've turned the corner, nah, I'm at the corner, but we ain't turned it yet.
That's fine.
I think that's a fair way to say it, Jameel.
That's fine.
We're rounding that corner, but we haven't fully turned it yet. We got to play a real quarterback on Sunday.
We got to beat Joe Burrow. Then we got Josh Allen on deck. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Baltimore scares the living crap out of me. Lamar Jackson right now is scaring the crap out of me. And if we can't put our offense in a place where we pick your poison, like I thought we were going to be at the beginning of the year, or pick your poison offense, then I'm really, that's going to be a hard turn.
Oh, no, I get it.
You tell him, Jameel. I mean, the next 6 weeks, it's Burrow, it is Lawrence, it is Dak, it is Daniels, it is Stafford, it is Lamar. We got some real quarterbacks on tap now. Jameel, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. What are you thinking?
Defense.
That's a great guess.
That's such a good answer.
Jameel knows the show. Jameel, that is not it today, but
that's a good guess.
I mean, you do rip defense all the time.
It's not a necessity. It's a luxury.
Come on now.
He loses the sack.
Not a necessity.
What are we down to now? We got to keep track of this. I think we're down.
I'm in the 70s.
You got to be in the 70s.
Yeah, 75 maybe, 76.
It's getting ugly. Yeah. Starting into an ugly career for you.
But yeah, it's
at some point we're going to call him a bust.
It's a luxury, not a necessity.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that. All right, 215-592.
Worst trade in Eagles history?
94-94.
The absolute worst.
Pro Football Reference. Why did they list Hugh Douglas with 3 career sacks? What happened to that? All right. All your phone calls coming up on the other side. We will replay for you the Nick Sirianni interview with the morning show today coming up later in the 11 o'clock hour. On the other side, did they really fix this defense? What do we believe?